I've seen them, they didn't have any.
Did they put shades or curtains on any of the windows?
They'd have curtains, but I don't remember having shades. As far back as I can remember, they didn't have shades.
Up in the top of the house, did they usually have attics up above? Or a kind of a loft or anything up above?
Some houses did. Most of them had a loft over the overhead. Uh-huh. And some were built in a way that you could have beds or anything you wanted to up in the attic.
That was under the roof.
Yeah, just under the roof. It wasn't extra rooms.
And out on the side of the house, like if you want to sit out on a porch or something, did they build porches out on?
Some had porches.
But
what
the log houses had
porches? No, the log houses didn't much.
Did they put roofs over them?
What?
Did a roof come out over the porch?
Not extend out like they do now. Uh-huh. Just about a foot or 15 inches, I guess.
Like in the kitchen, how did you cook? Did you cook on a fireplace?
A lot of people, as far back as we can remember, there were a lot of many stoves.
To my age, used fireplace long as they lived.
Yeah, and their stove was sitting there.
They bought a stove, they didn't like it, they'd still use it.
And they had to have special kind of pots and things, to cook in.
Like what?
An oven. It'd have to have little iron legs up like that, It'd have about three. And you'd put the coals, live coals of fire, under it. And then you'd put your bread or potatoes or cakes or whatever you want to cook in there. And then you'd have a lid fit down tight over the skillet part. Uh-huh. And then you'd put coals on top of that.
That's the way you bake. Back then, they had a hearth, they called it. It's about 2 foot wide.
Made out of rock or
made out of rock just as long as the fireplace is wide. Uh-huh. They'd set the skillet out then on that, didn't have it on the...
Oh, did you bring the coals out on that?
Put it close here in the smoker, because so I can go up the chimney.
I see.
I got almost burnt to death when I was 9 months old. Well, they had me tied in a little rocker. And my mother had gone out to do something, and she'd put the bread out on the hearth. And I must have been trying to get to it because I rocked, and rocked right over it. And the rim of that skillet went through my mouth. And I see that scar up there. Mm-hmm. Coal fire stuck there.
Oof. You're too little to get hurt.
Well, I almost not got over it.
You cooked in that kind of a pot.
That was the bread. Uh-huh. And then you'd have a kind of a pot, with a bale on it that you'd put up on top of the fire. And some had an iron rod run out from the back of the...
Yeah,
hang it on it, and the blaze would come up under it. But we never did have any. My mother did never have anything like that. She'd just fix the fire on a big stick of wood and set it on the top. You really got some smutty.
If you had a lot of old stuff around that you might want to get rid of, what did you do with it? I know this sounds silly, but if you had old broken furniture or something like that, what would happen?
I don't know. There wasn't any place to collect it or anything.
I just had to
dump it out somewhere. It wasn't anywhere at regular garbage. Dump place to dump.